Klobuchar, Immigrants Are America, U.S. Needs Foreigners in Our Fields. By John Binder on June 26, 2019. 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, said foreign nationals are America and are needed to work in our fields and in our factories during the first Democrat presidential primary debate. Klobuchar, while answering a question on the country's national immigration policy, said the country is made of immigrants who are needed for the business lobby to take American jobs in fields and factories. Klobuchar said, "Immigrants, they do not diminish America. They are America. I do think you want to make sure that you have provisions in place that allow you to go after traffickers and allow you to go after people who are violating the law." Emphasis added. What I really think we need to step back and talk about is the economic imperative here. That is, that 70 of our Fortune 500 companies are headed by people that came from other countries. 25% of our U.S. Nobel laureates were born in other countries. We have a situation right now where we need workers in our fields and in our factories. We need them to start small businesses. We need their ideas. And this president has literally gone backwards at a time where our economy needs immigrants. Emphasis added. Klobuchar said she would push forward the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty bill that would legalize the majority of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living across the U.S., a policy that she said the business lobby needs to be provided with a never-ending flow of cheaper, foreign workers. And so my proposal is to look at that 2013 bill that passed the Senate with Republican support to upgrade that bill, to make it as good as possible and get it done, Klobuchar said. It brings the debt down by $158 billion. It gives a path to citizenship for citizen, for people who can become citizens. And it would be so much better for our economy in America. Klobuchar, for years, has been an advocate for the big business lobby's preferred national immigration policy of unlimited foreign workers in the U.S. labor market to compete against America's working and middle class for jobs. In February, Klobuchar said the unemployment rate in President Trump's high-wage, low-immigration higher American economy is too low, and therefore, foreign workers must be imported for business. When you look at, in my state, we need workers for some of the jobs, especially in rural areas. We have a 2.8% unemployment rate, Klobuchar said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.